After buzzers, we're talking ice balls and talking turkeys on episode 3 of Martha and Snoop's Potluck Dinner Party. So let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
But look at him. Look. Look. I got beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, raw, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat.
You name it! Yes, yes, you have to.
I love
in.
How we all went like this.
We were on it.
We all went like this. That's so awesome.
We were looking.
We were.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the after show for Martha and Snoop's
Potluck
Dinner Party.
It's a mouthful.
This week, it is a mouthful. And this week, it's all about the turkeys.
Yeah.
It's and all ham. About the turkeys. And ham. I am your girl, Robin with a V here, and you can find me at B Stays Busy. And to my left, your right, I've got these beautiful pink tips.
Hey, what's up? Whoa. Did you hear her correctly? I'm Tamara. You can find me on, let's do Snapchat. Hey, Tamara on Snapchat.
Ooh, it must go down in the snaps.
I know. My name is Ava Hill, and you can find me, I'm not as cool. You can just find me on Instagram at The Ava Hill, and on Facebook if you're ever on Facebook. Do people do Facebook anymore? At Ava Hill.
Yeah.
Is it popping on Facebook?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Now people double up and do like fan pages and personal pages.
I feel like I'm the lame one because I don't have a Snap or a Twitter.
You're not lame. Yeah. You're just mellow yellow.
You use your platform and you run with it and that's all you need.
See, you know what? Supportive host.
You got followers on Instagram. I looked you up.
Women supporting women all day. It doesn't even matter. Okay. Let's get it. Okay, so just so you guys know, we've been talking about it for, I guess, 3 weeks now about starting our shows with a little sippy sip of something, and it's going
to
happen.
We're going to.
It's going to happen. Yeah. We're going to start next
week. Tamara wasn't in the mood tonight.
See, I wasn't even going to throw that out there.
But for, to your defense, since it's going to be a Liddy week, because we have Thanksgiving,
right.
And, you know, then, you know, the weekend, you know, this is a good time to kind of, you know, relax before the storm.
Exactly. How many different drinks we're going to
have between Thursday and Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And we can come back and share them with each other and our AfterBuzz viewers and listeners as well. If you have any specialties up your sleeves.
Please let us know.
Yes.
Because then we'll try and imitate whatever you tell us to.
Yeah. Yes.
If it's what we're about.
Yeah.
But the drink of the night here with Martha and Snoop.
Ooh, it's a good one.
It really did look good, but then it did look strong.
I feel like
strong,
I'm the only one opposing that. I feel like, I don't know, ginger for me is too, is the word, like a spice. Like
it's a little spicy.
It's too spicy to me for a drink.
I love ginger.
Really?
I don't like it by itself. But before we get into what was in it, it was the cider bourbon cocktail, which was apple cider bourbon with a tiny slice of ginger.
And lemon juice, right?
And lemon juice.
Yes.
Maybe the lemon juice kind of dilutes the...
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe a little bit, considering that it is lemon juice. But I don't know, ginger for me in a drink is just, it's too pumpkin.
Too much. You don't like a Moscow Mule.
No.
Ooh, yeah. Moscow Mules are
But
amazing.
This drink that they made tonight, what did Snoop call it? The thermometer or the...
Oh, the turkey timer.
The turkey timer.
Yeah.
The turkey timer.
But it's basically... My favorite drink right now is a sidecar, which is basically this, except for instead of the apple cider, it's a Contro in a classic sidecar.
Okay.
She's really into this. Like you said in the first
episode... I
feel like
I've had that at the Bellagio in Vegas.
Yeah.
No, she's so like... You said that you have your own bar in your house, right?
Oh, well, yeah. I also have my own bar that, like, my neighborhood bar... My non-neighborhood bar.
Look, she's like, I frequent the bars.
Ask me for bar recommendations. I will help
you
out.
Okay, so Tamara is going to be...
That's intense.
She's going to be bringing in our first drink for next week.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love to.
So I'm excited.
I already know. Already getting preference. Like, no ginger. No ginger for Ava.
Well, no. I'm open.
I'll do whatever.
I would love to try it. I'm not against trying it. I just feel like I know myself, and I feel like it would be too... strong. Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. I mean, that's what's great about
mixology. I will be your guinea pig.
Yeah.
I will be your guinea pig.
Yeah, I don't mind being a guinea pig. I really don't.
Okay, good.
That's what life is about.
So done and done. Yeah. Done and done. So we see our favorite odd couple having fun with the turkeys.
Mm-hmm. I love them together.
Yeah. I do too.
It's still a good time.
I do too. And Snoop is a turkey whisperer.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then we have our first two guests.
Yes.
Naya Rivera and
Two Chainz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any thoughts on these two guests? Don't take sips. Ava.
Let's be honest.
Honestly, no shade on Naya Rivera. I just feel like her relationship drama has kind of overshadowed.
Well, I feel like that is what she's all about now because she's got this book, Sorry Not Sorry, right? Which is a summer edition of a tell-all, I'm assuming. I think I heard Big Sean is in it as well. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's kind of late.
Yeah.
Sean has moved on from the next relationship to the next. Now he's with Janae, you know.
Right.
He's not with the person he left you for.
I only knew who Naya was from the tabloids until they said on the episode, like, oh, she was Santana in Glee. And I was like,
See what I'm saying?
Okay. That totally gets overshadowed.
And it gets overshadowed. And she's a beautiful girl. Like, mm-hmm. I have nothing against her. I don't know her. It just, you know, to me, it's an unfortunate thing for an actor, being one myself, when your personal life kind of overshadows, you know, your craft. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that, you know, maybe she gets something soon that distracts that, because she's a beautiful girl.
Well, it seems like she's taking the wave with letting that drama overshadow.
And I loved her in Glee, too. So, you know, I'm rooting for no shade over here. No shade.
And also, all press is good press.
Like, that's what I was going to say. What do you say to people that were like...
Do you guys really agree?
I do, because I don't know.
If it's keeping you relevant, I wouldn't know her name.
I wouldn't know her name otherwise.
But to me, like, if you're going to know my name, I want positivity attached to that.
Well, that's the good in you. That's the good in you.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what makes you special.
Aww.
You keep that.
Well, stop.
Stay golden, pony boy.
Okay. I will. No, I just, you know, I'm serious about my craft. I'm serious about my work. And if people are going to talk about me, I want them to say, man, Ava was amazing in that role. Or, you know, she's a really good TV host. I don't want them saying, girl, did you know that she got divorced? So I'm just hoping for She filed for divorce. It came out today that she filed for divorce. From her husband Ryan. I forgot his last name, but
We're not worried about him.
They were married for 2 years. Yeah, they were married for 2 years. They have a son together. They put out a statement today.
I didn't even know all this.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. See her name.
Right. Moving on.
Sorry, not sorry. That's how she feels. I don't think she has a problem with it. As she should,
because she is an individual, and if she doesn't have a problem with it, then hey, to me, that's how, especially in 2016, that's how you're supposed to live today.
I'm curious to see how the sales of the book went.
Me too.
I'm curious.
Because she popped off on Ariana Grande in the book, too.
I'm curious to see how much of the Kool-Aid that the fans are drinking. That's what I'm curious to see. Also, like, is it working?
It's good that she's on this show because it's this kind of stuff that she needs to have, I guess, like a more saccharine, like G-rated, just don't think about, you know, tabloid type stuff and have appearances.
Yeah.
Yeah. She should go on like The Talk or whatever.
Speaking of The Talk, we've been doing a lot about her. We're going to move on to the next guest.
2 Chainz.
Yeah. Did you guys know that he was a cookbook author?
Mm-mm, no.
Not at all.
# Mealtime. I think it came out in 2013 or whatever.
Go 2 Chainz.
Right.
That's amazing. Yeah. And so, he also, I forgot where he went to college. I know he has a
BA in psychology or something like that.
I love that.
Yeah.
I really, really love that.
Or he has 2 degrees, if I'm not mistaken. He's very intelligent.
See, and that's amazing to me.
That bothered me in the beginning because not knowing that and listening to his music, I was confused.
But see,
he sounded very ignorant to me.
But see, that's okay. And you're tapping into the stereotype that I love to talk about, because I feel like, you know, in hip hop, oftentimes, it can automatically be assumed that someone isn't intelligent, someone didn't go to school, they dropped out of school.
Well, like the first episode, you know, when they were playing those guests, 2 Truths and a Lie.
Right, exactly. And Ice, and Ice, you know, how, or Ice Cube, how Martha kind of shaded him. And so I like that because we don't know what people's background is. And instead of us judging, especially right now in society, especially what's going on in our country right now with judging people and stereotyping people.
Trying to put somebody in a box.
And trying to put someone in a box because of what they do. I love stuff like that because people don't know that.
I just need you to sound intelligent. Like, if you're doing music, then use that platform to educate the people that look up to you. That's why I was irritated.
Everybody's not trying to be, you know, common. And so we have to, you know, we just have to accept that. You know what I mean?
Well, now they all sound like that. Now all the rappers sound like that. So I can't understand anything. But that's just my opinion because I can't get jiggy with the new age rapping. I can't.
You know
I can get jiggy to the beats. Mm-hmm. Catchy. But like when it comes to listening to some of the lyrics, I'm just like,
you know what?
You lost me.
I know that we're on like a long tangent here, but I just want to add that I am guilty of... I love trap music, and I have tried...
Guilty pleasures, for sure.
I have tried to cure myself. I've tried to get help about it. I've talked to somebody.
No, cure yourself good. Of the
it's,
trap.
It's a good guilty pleasure. I have a ratchet side.
Okay.
I definitely have a ratchet side.
And I feel like once you come to terms with yourself, that, hey, you know, there is a ratchet side of me. I do like trap
Gotta
music.
Gotta let it out every once in a while.
Yeah, and once you accept
but
that...
But you can't consume me. You cannot take over my entire intelligence.
Fair.
Fair.
I love how, like, just poetically you just said there is a ratchet side to me.
No, there really is.
Hashtag accept the ratchet.
I hope you said that so the viewers and the listeners can hear you too.
It sounded like a Buddhist mantra the way she
really,
just said
and,
that.
And I want to talk to viewers. If there is a ratchet side of you, that's okay. You're not alone. Like,
explore
you know,
ratchet.
Enjoy this PSA.
If you need to talk to someone,
the more you know.
You know, talk to somebody and don't not love yourself. You see what I'm saying?
Mark, I know you got some music to cue in for this right now.
I'm just trying something. To help people. That's what I want to do is help people. But anyway.
There we go.
Listen. Yeah. Listen.
I was waiting for the wrap up.
We do snaps. We do snaps for those. All right. So moving on to the food. Enough of the depressing stuff because, you know, we all need help.
Or uplifting
in some kind
stuff.
Of way. Okay. Uplifting. half full. Not half empty. So Martha wants to teach us to make the perfect roast turkey because everything she does is perfect, right?
The way that she cooks is so dramatic to me.
It's so cute, though. It's so Martha. It's Martha-esque.
It's so extra.
I love that she kept trying to bait because she was like, I'm going to rub the butter all over the breast.
Okay, so can we
pause? Pause. Is anyone going to jump in? No? Okay. Now I'm going to rub the butter on the thigh.
Exactly.
Then anybody going to make a joke? No?
But
okay.
Wait, guys.
Did it not seem like she started like rapping a little bit? She was like poetic.
Was too caught up in how awkward the moment was. Like, did you think that the moment with like her hand did you think that was a bit too long?
It was a little long.
It was. Okay. I feel like it's, you know, this show's
cheesy,
but that's
purpose.
What makes it fun. Yeah. That's what makes it fun and enjoyable.
Yeah.
But like, it's they improvise a lot. You know, like a lot of the lines I can tell somebody wrote that for Snoop, and then a lot of the lines you can tell are off the cup. And
like the prayers, I think those are written for him. I don't think that he just does that off the dome.
Really? I don't know why. I don't think he does it off the dome, but I think he writes
them. I think
there's
a lot of things. Right. Like even saying I call this one the... I keep saying thermometer, but what's the
turkey timer?
Turkey timer. Like,
right,
I feel
right.
that was written, but...
Because that one wasn't that funny.
The improvised times are when it gets just a little bit awkward because somebody's waiting for somebody to like make a cheap, dirty joke, which I think was what Martha was trying to do when she was like, "I'm going to rub the butter on the breast." And like,
but
Snoop
imagine
wasn't
had she
it.
Done that this week with Rick Ross there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
oh
good
my
thing
goodness.
Two Chainz.
It would have been on another.
You can tell 2 Chainz definitely admires her. He looks up to her. He's a fan.
Yeah.
But he's going to stay in his lane. Could you imagine if Rick Ross was here this week and she was doing all that and he would have just been
because
probably
I
rubbing
was
on her in the
out,
same manner.
Because I was grossed out by the last episode. I mean, we didn't have our third co-host here,
she didn't chase me away.
I didn't chase her away. Like the comments
one
said.
Of our
oh
comments.
No, we do not give energy
but we don't,
to
we
stuff
don't,
like
we
that.
We don't give energy to comments.
No.
We just do our thing. But
you're watching us.
Yeah. Cheers to that. But I mean, Rick Ross, you know, in the last episode, he was just really just on Martha Stewart, and we had a hard time sitting through that.
So. It was a hard time, but I definitely, I enjoyed it, but I was uncomfortable, but I still enjoyed it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because the part that excited me most is how Martha handled it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the part that I was like, you get it, Martha.
Yeah.
You tell him.
Because she played along with him instead
of... What size is your boat?
Right.
Like,
which me, I would have been like, okay, Rick, like, we get it. We get it. Just,
she was like,
okay.
All my friends are richer than you. Like, don't try me.
She said, what do you need 100 rooms for? Why do you have 100 rooms?
I like that pizzazz in Martha. Mm-hmm. So she goes with her perfect roast turkey.
Simple recipe, by the way. It was just butter and then the wine and then
there
the cheesecloth.
No, butter.
But
I feel like it's so dramatic, like the cloth and
that's what
like,
makes it
I
perfect.
I don't know, but when
I watch cooking shows for a turkey recipe, because I've never made a turkey, like I said before,
I don't cook either.
But watching her do that, I'm like, I could do that.
Yeah.
That seems simple enough. You rub butter all over the damn thing, and then you put a little wine on the cheesecloth, dip it in there.
Here's another thing, too, mentioning that you said that you didn't cook. I kind of want to kill a stereotype right here, right now. Because
what
people
stereotype
are,
is
because
that?
People are saying, oh, well, you need to learn how to cook. And you know what? Whatever fits for your lifestyle, if it doesn't have cooking in it, that is okay, you know? And
if you enjoy food, period, it doesn't matter on what end of the spectrum you are.
Exactly.
Who says you need to learn to cook?
Oh, I mean, you know, it's kind of like it's like a hidden secret of mine that I don't like to say, especially, you know, during Thanksgiving, like for my Friendsgiving, people are saying, oh, what are you going to bring? And I had to tell my friend who's the host, like, girl, so the way my cooking is set up, I like cooking for me. I don't like cooking for a crowd of people.
Sure.
And, you know, I feel like however you eat, whatever that may be, it's okay. You don't have to learn how to cook. This is 2016. This
I
is
mean,
not
there's a lot of things that are already prepped and cooked, and all you do is put it in the oven and add like the glaze.
Right.
Like,
I'd like to learn how to cook. It just hasn't been a priority yet.
Exactly.
I enjoy cooking. I enjoy not cooking. I enjoy cooking. I enjoy eating. I enjoy it all. So
I definitely enjoy eating.
Listen, as long as you can eat, that's all that matters. You know,
that is all that matters. So let's move on to Snoop's
ham.
His honey blazed ham.
I was here for it.
I think I was here for it too. I mean,
I liked it.
Can never go wrong with ham. For me personally, I love turkey, but I'm more excited about
I like
about
ham.
I do too. Do we all prefer ham to turkey?
Yes. Turkey's dry to me. Is it dry to you guys?
I'm just not a fan of
I don't
bird.
Eat dry turkey, so I can't say turkey is dry. I've had dry turkey before, but when I go to my family Thanksgiving, the turkey is always succulent, whether it's fried or if it's, you know,
it
roasted.
Is for me
because
too.
Because when it's fried,
just...
my stepdad fries it, and he pumps it up with peppercini juice.
Yep.
It's succulent. The greenest piece, which is weird, the greenest piece is like the best piece that you want to find out of all of it sliced
the
out.
Greenest?
The greenest, because that's the one that got the most peppercini juice.
Wow,
you know,
that sounds
so
amazing.
On a regular day, if you see meat on a plate that's green, you want to stay away from it. But in my household, when the turkey is fried, the greenest piece is the best
green
piece.
Peppercorns and ham.
Exactly. So
and turkey.
I love the turkey. I love the gravy, but for some reason ham just does it for me. So I was excited that Snoop was on the ham wagon.
Yeah, me too. You know, I like you said, I'm not a turkey person, and you know, my mom is an amazing chef. Like, you know, I said in the first episode, sometimes I get confused. I don't know if my friends are coming over for me or for my mother's food. Mm. So the turkey and ham are always slaying, but I've just never really been a turkey person. I've always been a ham person, and I know my family, they put like pineapple in the ham, and it's more succulent to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I've just never been a turkey person.
It's completely different. It's night and day.
Yeah.
So
Snoop's recipe was pretty easy for that too. I was
like,
I could.
Yeah, because what was the blaze? Honey blaze.
Honey.
It was
milk,
honey, pineapple juice,
a little milk,
brown sugar. and he cooked it for an hour at 420 degrees because it's Snoop Dogg and it has to be 420 degrees.
Oh, I like that. It has to
be. I didn't even notice
that. That was clever. Good catch. You're so observant.
In true Snoop nature.
But see, it would be all about a honey blazed ham.
Right?
Exactly. But see, all of this, like the preparation, the potential wife in me is so nervous to host a dinner with like people.
But this is
so much going on.
You host a dinner and you do a potluck. Mm-hmm. You have everyone, so you can focus on one to two dishes.
But the host does usually make
the main stuff, and that gives me so much anxiety.
You don't have to. You can do it your way. You can have someone that you know that does a really good turkey mm-hmm. and or ham, or pick two people to bring that, and you just say, I'm going to have it at my place. I'll do, mm-hmm. you know, some chicken or, you know, a few sides.
The main course
dessert.
Usually requires the most oven time, so it's easiest if it's at the person's house
right.
who's hosting it.
Or you can tell them to come spend the night, and start the night.
Okay, that happens a lot, too. I'm hosting Christmas dinner this year. So mm-hmm. I might give it a shot. I don't know. Who knows?
Do
Maybe
it.
That's
Do
why I'm
it.
Watching this show. I might give a turkey or a ham a shot for Christmas dinner.
And make sure everyone brings everything else so you don't have to stress over anything.
And the
else.
Night before.
Because all of your attention is going to go to those big dishes.
Those big dishes. And it takes so much time. And that's why it gives me so much anxiety. But it's just the Southern in my family, the night before Thanksgiving, my mom cooks chitlins. Have you guys heard of chitlins?
I've heard of them. I've never had them.
I will never.
And they smell.
Won't you tell Tamara what it is? Go ahead and tell her?
You know, I'm gonna let you go ahead. You go ahead.
Okay, let me tell you what chitterlings is. Okay,
I have another name for it, and it includes a cuss word because it's literally how it smells. But it will smell. It will creak. It'll take over the entire home.
Before she tells you about
smells
the smell.
Smells horrible.
It is basically the lining of a pig's intestines.
Uh-huh. Okay, it's where I figured that's what it was.
Where the poop lay.
Oh, boy.
So, and you put hot sauce on it?
So you have to cook it for a long enough time to make it clean. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you gotta...
And it takes a long time. It takes like hours and hours. And my mom will cook that before my family comes in. And I can always, when I go into the house, I know what time it is because you can smell it. You can smell the chitlins.
It literally smells like shit.
Yeah, it's like the pregame of Thanksgiving. So my mom will cook that. My family will come in Thanksgiving Eve. And then they'll eat that. We'll stay up until like 2 or 3 a.m.
Do you
like
eating it?
Absolutely not.
You've tried it though?
I have. Well, of course, because it's ingrained. You know, my mom and dad are from, you know, well, my mom more so. She's from Clinton, North Carolina, which is as big as this studio. And, you know, they eat stuff like that. I mean.
So when you tried it, how'd you feel?
She eats dog, donkey, you know, leg, goose, frog, all kinds of stuff.
So when you tried the chitterlings.
I was.
You put extra hot sauce on it.
Well, they put hot sauce on it. I don't eat it. Like I've tried to embrace the chitlins situation, and I just can't get on board. My dad can't either. But the rest of my family, I mean, they like my dad's sister's husband will literally request that. Like before coming into our home, like the chitlins better be ready.
You can keep your chitlins. I agree.
I mean, my family's just—they're very Southern. And then my mom, she also, and she also cooks liver pudding too. Have you ever heard of liver pudding?
Ooh.
And then you put that with grits. Yeah, that's where I'm from. So Yeah, it's a thing. It's really a thing.
Okay, so if we do a potluck, please don't bring that.
I'm honestly, I'll just bring some wine because you don't want me to bring any food. So anyway.
You're not missing anything. Don't worry about trying chitlings.
No, you're really not.
I'm an adventurous eater, though. I would at least take a bite if somebody put them in front of me.
I feel like she would like them, though.
But you wouldn't even get close to it. It's the smell alone.
Yeah. Oh, it's horrible.
Oh, but even when it's done?
Yes,
like,
even when it's done. Even when it's done, it smells disgusting.
I will walk in the house and know exactly what
I thought you meant it smelled like just when it was cooking, like to clean out, and then it's fine once it's seasoned and stuff.
No.
Oh, that's...
I mean, it'll literally, the entire house.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can smell it outside of the house. Yeah. That's how strong it is. And it lasts for, like, days in the house.
And my family will eat it.
You can't have house guests, like, unless that's what they're into.
You just have to have Yankee Candle on deck, pretty much.
Speaking of guests, another guest that popped up Chris Bosh.
Yes.
Snoop kept saying his brother from another mother.
I can kind of see that. I know that you said that you couldn't see it, but I don't know. Maybe because they're both tall and slim. They could definitely be like first cousins. No? Yeah? No?
I don't know.
Am I alone? I'm alone. Okay.
Maybe. All right. I don't know. All right.
But, hey, by the way, did you guys see the Snoop Dogg? Do you hear about the Kanye concert Saturday in Sacramento?
I saw his Snapchat.
And he went on the rant, right? And so did you see Snoop Dogg? Snoop was at the concert, and as Kanye's going on that rant, he's, like, recording himself.
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny. What is he? No, no, seriously. I sent that to my friends today because I have tons of group chats where we just send memes. And Snoop's reaction to Kanye
is hilarious.
He's
smoking a doob while he's recording this thing. And he's like, I've smoking pot. And this pot don't make you say these things. What is he on?
But on all seriousness, though, I don't even know how we got to Kanye because he's all over the tabloid. So I guess it's fitting. And Snoop Dogg was involved in this because he posted a crazy video today.
Yeah, his snap.
But in all seriousness, mental health is a serious thing. And Kanye was taken to the hospital for treatment, and I hope that he gets better.
Was he really? Mm-hmm. I didn't hear that.
Mark, chime in the PSA music.
He was. Yeah. Get that. Listen. Do it, you guys.
Ava is teaching us life lessons today.
Seriously, mental health is a serious issue, and especially, you know, within the Black community, it's not really talked about. And I'm just hoping
it's not talked about in any community right now. It's just now starting to be brought to the forefront.
And it's an actual thing. And so I hope that Kanye has several seats and that he really gets help because he's a talented musician, and I just hope that he pulls through. Because
that's very sweet. There we go.
I'm just saying,
and I have something to say too. Mm-hmm. Don't do drugs. How about that?
What kind of drugs?
Any drugs.
Stay away I don't think it's drugs.
I'm just saying in general.
I don't think it's drugs.
I'm just saying in general.
I love that
I'm
piano
not necessarily
stuff.
Saying Kanye's on drugs. Not necessarily.
Don't smoke
he
pot.
Isn't. I'm not. Well. I don't think that's from the earth. Mm-hmm. That's from Mother Nature.
Yeah. No, Kanye, he just
that's
hasn't been right since he hasn't
I'm just
been
clarifying.
Mentally. Yeah. He hasn't been mentally together since his mother passed. And so when you put that on top of just, and he just hit the ground running, you know, working and he was kind of putting napkins over his spilled milk of personal stuff. So I'm hoping that.
Well, we hope you get better, Kanye.
That's
moving
all I'm saying.
On back to Chris.
That's
Bosh,
all I'm saying.
Turns into the longest rant on Kanye.
Yeah. Kanye would
get
that
better,
to you.
Kanye. Back to Chris. Did you guys
get better?
Get your life.
Call a Yonla man.
Did
call
you guys enjoy the cute little Chris Bosh was like, hold up, can I?
Yes.
Did anyone know what he was about to do?
No, and I don't.
That's never happened so far.
I don't even think Snoop and Martha knew that he was gonna do that.
What are you talking about? What
when
part?
He walked up to the refrigerator, and he had the little jammy jam session, and he opened Martha's fridge.
I liked
fridge,
it though.
Like, and then he opened Snoop's fridge, and
it was like, right. Yeah,
and it was kind of cute. Yeah. And it was like, who thought
that
of that? That was random.
Yeah.
Any lovable moments?
I mean, that was the most interesting moment of any of the guests.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Because this one, I feel like this episode was kind of
dry,
safe. Mm-hmm. It played it really, really, really
what are,
safe.
What are your favorite moments? Any favorite moments? No?
I kind of already talked about my favorite moments. And then I guess I enjoyed, the refrigerator jammy jam sessions, and then Martha's shank fork, when they were talking about inappropriate things, uh-huh. I was like, she took some notes in the pen.
Remind me.
When they read one of the inappropriate comments, like,
the
your boyfriend,
the feathers
your cousin's
oh,
boyfriend
right, yeah.
places
uh-huh.
his
oh,
hand
yeah,
in your lap.
Oh, yeah, that was my favorite. I can't even remember my favorite part.
But it was so
part.
Glossed over. They moved on to the next thing so quick. Yeah. Martha's like, I would have taken this fork and I would have stabbed it. Yeah.
Yeah, so speaking of that, let's talk about one of the situations.
Inappropriateness?
Inappropriateness.
That's not a word, but I like it.
But it's a word here right now. what were one of the, I'm like drawing a blank. What were one of the moments?
The mom's wig slipping during prayer.
My pet peeve was you catch your kid making out with his boyfriend or girlfriend in the other room. And Snoop's like, if it was my son, I'd be like, go ahead.
I'm not going to interrupt him, but if it's his daughter.
Chris Bosh's like, what if it's your daughter? And he's like, then it's going to, like, I hate it when
that's a double standard.
That it's been in media for so long and sitcoms. And it's always
I don't think
like,
it'll ever go away either.
It's so irritating because it teaches boys that they're not responsible for their, only girls are responsible for their actions. Like, boys will be boys.
That's
like,
annoying.
I hate that. that thing that
or
goes
you know what them. Or there's another thought, and I love that perspective. I guess I've always seen it as like men know how men can be, and because of that, maybe they want to shun their daughters from boys being boys.
But
that's how I've always looked at
but
it.
That's but that's to assume like that girls are innocent, girls don't have hormones, girls don't have impulses, right. You know, like they're supposed to be demure, and, you know, they feel guilty for having any sort of hormones or impulses.
Come through with the feminism.
Because
I'm
only the
it.
Boys are supposed to be allowed to act like that. And when the dad's cheering on the boy and being like, hey, congrats, and then the girl's supposed to be like protected. That
it's
shit
a little
pisses me
annoying.
Off.
Yeah. yeah. It's a
honestly,
annoying.
I don't care. If it was, if I had a son or a daughter, I would freak out. You're not going to do that in my home.
Yeah.
Either
I'm,
one
I'm
of them.
You
shouldn't be doing
whatever,
that where I can
know,
see it because
be
I feel like that's disrespectful as a parent.
It is.
Period.
It
You're
is.
Way too comfortable doing that in front of your family members.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to see that. You might have little siblings, little cousins running around here.
Boys are just as hormonal as girls as at that age, you know, whatever. To excuse it for boys is. That leads to
I'm
a lot of
that. Always happens.
I agree with that.
It always happens. I don't think it'll ever change.
Yeah. There was another one, though, that they said that kind of rubbed me the really, like, I was like, oh, no.
Was
I can't
it the
remember.
Mother telling the whole family that you broke up with your, you got dumped?
I don't like that either, but there was another one, but I don't like that either. That's another thing that happens during Thanksgiving dinners is people get a little too comfortable and business starts kind of getting out.
People get real nosy.
They do. How do you guys feel about that? Like when you go back to your family, is it a peaceful time? Is it a time when people kind of get into your business? Like,
I think for me, it's more peaceful because that's what I command and that's what
same.
I demand.
Yeah.
Like I don't
same.
Play that.
Nobody
like there
tries
may
to get
be
in mine.
Someone that same. Innocently is just probing a little too much, and
you'll bring them back.
Yeah,
that's
there's
what
a
I do.
Way that I can politely, but at the same time,
shut it
stop
down.
Coming for me,
yeah.
or it's none of your business.
I do
or
the
you're
same
not going to get any more information than what I'm giving you with
right.
this smile,
right?
And
right.
then I'll, you know, get up for seconds. There's some way that I can kind of deviate from it turning into something crazy.
I agree with that 100%.
I've come a long way with just being an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And not going buck wild crazy.
Well, they say like the top three things not to talk about during Thanksgiving is politics, religion, and relationships. Do you agree with that?
I don't want to talk about politics. I don't want to talk about politics.
Mm-mm.
But you don't mind religion?
I don't want to talk about religion either, actually. But I'm for sure going to say my grace, and you're going to bow your head, and we're going to hold hands and be thankful for this food.
Okay.
You can just bow your head. You don't have to pray with me, but I'm going to pray over the food, and you're sitting here with me. But
my
we don't have to discuss
I'm already in the praying
religion.
Mode. Yeah. I was already
we don't
in
have
the praying
to have
mode.
A discussion
right.
about religion.
Right.
I don't necessarily care for that either.
Yeah.
My family's all on the same page politically, but I know a lot of people who are dreading going to Thanksgiving
because of that.
They know they're
going to
be getting
imagine.
Into fights with some uncles and cousins and stuff like
See,
that.
See, I don't have that worry because I feel like all of my family's all the same.
Yeah, that's how mine is.
That's a blessing, but there are some people that have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part. Where
yeah.
I just wouldn't... I would just find another place to have Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no, that
Hopefully,
really...
Hopefully, there's
that really,
multiple people in my family that are doing it, and I can pick and choose where
that's
I want
really
to go.
That's really unfortunate. I mean, there's a lot of other things, I guess, that my family can disagree on, but when it comes to politics, I mean, we're kind of on the...
That's good.
On the same page.
Did you guys feel that there were any loose ends for this episode?
Other than the fact that it was a little... Like, even the... how did you feel about the...
performance?
The performer.
That was random.
It was just
as we thought, like, oh, they're doing 30-minute segments now, so they're not going to do a performer because they did it for the 1 hour. It was still just a snippet. It was, I guess, cute, but it was surprising.
Good exposure to for
that's a nice
for getting wedged in. Yeah.
That was episode. Cool. Again, I will bring up this loose end that I brought up last week. DJ Fred Reck, I'm sorry.
DJ Fred.
DJ Fred. No disrespect. No disrespect. I just, where does he come in? Like, that very beginning, hey, welcome to Martha and Snoop's potluck dinner party.
Right.
Take it away. And then we're in their kitchen.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen a lot of DJs kind of in that role, though. Like, even on Ellen. Like, sometimes
but
the DJ only
way more
has
communication.
One.
There's way
yeah,
more.
That's true.
There's way more communication with that said
that's
DJ
fair.
And the host. I feel like there's a lot going on. It's jam-packed for this 30 minutes.
And that's true, because even on, like, you know, the Ellen show, when I watch that, I mean, the DJ maybe has, like, one portion of the show where he plays a song, but she does talk to him and they do interact with each other.
I feel like there was no interaction with him. And and I'm not mad at it. If I can have a job being a DJ and being cool and being Martha Stewart's best friend and Snoop's best friend, I would be there all day,
you know,
every
day. These episodes are 30 minutes. They're so short. I have a feeling that when they're shooting, he is interjecting. He's quip. He's making quips. He's.
But they have to
edit, and then a lot of that just ends up on the cutting room floor. I bet that's what happens.
He could also be a host for the live audience.
Yeah,
he's definitely the hype man.
Yeah, warm up crowd.
Are you saying this where our viewers can hear you?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
And I feel like also it could be something where it worked for the first episode, and then they're like, all right, moving forward, maybe he didn't test well, or maybe he did something that they didn't like. So
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our engineer, our wonderful, the beautiful. You can be beautiful too. The awesome Mark.
I'll be beautiful if I damn well please.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
No, but you know what? I do agree with what he's saying because, you know, when there are commercial parts of the show, you do have to kind of liven up the
audience.
I mean, they
have a person for that too. But I would like to see him in the next season. I would just like to see him.
More interaction?
Yes. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Okay. I would like it to be more interaction, or let them have a social media part that he's always dealing with, you know?
But I feel like that's just, I don't know, maybe because I'm so used to DJs kind of having that role of kind of being there and kind of not. I'm used to it. But yeah, I agree with you 100%.
I just want some more interaction. Maybe I'm mad because I don't know who he is still. You know, like maybe, you know, I don't know. Anyway, any other last comments before we get to news and gossip?
No, I'm solid.
All right, let's get into some news and some gossip.
Ooh.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Let's see what the birds and bees is buzzing about. So last week, Wednesday, Snoop was the roastee for Russell Simmons' inaugural All Deaf Roast. And that happened in Hollywood. French Montana, T.I., and Amber Rose were just a few of the famous people that we know that participated in roasting him. And a lot of stars who attended was, Wiz Khalifa, his little favorite nephew, who we saw in episode one, Christina Milian, actor Michael Rapaport, and also Ashley Graham was there. So you see the people that are guests on the shows, they came to support the roast. So I think there's another picture we have of him with Yes. So that's from left to right, that is Warren G., Russell Simmons, and Mike Epps, who were also in attendance with him.
I love this story. I think it's so fitting because last night I actually watched when Justin Bieber was getting roasted on Comedy Central.
That's a really good one, and Martha did a good job.
And Martha and Snoop were on there together.
Yeah, Martha did a good job.
And she did a really good job. So this is just so fitting. I love stuff like this. I feel like you have to have an incredibly thick skin to sit there and have people roast you.
Right.
For sure.
And, you know, to be able to hug and kiss at the end of the day.
So
I love it.
He kicked it off because there's going to be a series that
It's actually going to be a
roast.
Show.
Yeah,
oh,
it's Russell Simmons'
nice.
New
I love
thing.
It.
All Deaf Digital is doing it,
oh,
and
nice.
He kicked it off.
I love
because
it.
Because there's
the
already a roast battle on Comedy Central.
Right.
So
this is theirs.
Nice. Right.
And they kicked it off with Snoop. And
I love that.
I'm excited to see
what else.
I bet
that's going
to
be a lot more. I'm going to enjoy watching that one more.
Yeah, I think so. And TMZ had a little snippet of some funny stuff.
You know,
please believe there was some joking and toking going on in that room.
You know,
they were smoking.
I'm proud of Snoop.
Sure.
Surprise. He
is really, you know, outside of the music industry, he's really doing his thing right now. I'm very proud of Snoop Dogg. He should come on the show so I can tell him how proud I am. That was a plug.
Yeah.
That was a plug.
We're trying to get him on here.
He appreciates your praise.
I hope he does.
So the following that day, Martha Stewart was spotted on the East Coast signing her book, her cookbook, Vegetables. There
Ooh.
She is. Doesn't she look so cute?
She does. I'm here for her sweater. I love big sweaters like that.
So she was spotted in Williams-Sonoma in Short Hills signing her newest cookbook, Vegetables. And if we go back to that picture of the cookbook, this book allegedly makes eating your greens and reds and yellows and oranges much more exciting and more delicious than ever. And from that picture, I just want to get your thoughts. Does that look delicious, you guys? Would you try that?
It does look delicious. I would probably be starving after this.
Girl.
I would need, 10 other meals.
Looks like chitlins.
This would have to...
Yeah.
This would this would actually have to be a pregame of an appetizer.
I'm curious to see what else is in the book, if that's what they chose for the cover. Because if you're supposed to be making the greens and yellows and oranges and reds, where are the rest of the colors?
I don't know, but I'm here for it.
But I want to check it out. Everybody can check it out. MarthaStewart.com.
Martha Stewart, like, she's doing so many things right now. I forget how old she is, and
she's
amazing.
Her empire has been going on for the past 20 years.
You guys, she's in her 70s, so I don't want to hear any. So you know what really, really bothers me is when I hear people in their 20s and early 30s talking about how old they are and how they can't function and how their back is aching. And Martha Stewart is out here signing books. She has a show on VH1. She's in her 70s.
When agents and managers tell us, well, you're 30 now, you're not going to be able to do this much longer.
So rude.
Wait, has that been a thing?
Yeah, friends of mine have been told, like, you only got so much time left.
It's all right. You know what? We have all the time we want to have. No, we have all the time we want to have. Nobody can dictate our shine and when it dulls out, because it's never going to
dull. And that's and there's so many Hollywood stars. Listen.
If you want to shine.
There are so many Hollywood stars. Be all you can be. Thank you. And there are so many Hollywood stars that in their 20s, they didn't have their breakthrough. Oprah Winfrey is one of them. Anika Noni Rose.
What's her name that just died? She was 60. Singer.
Sharon Jones?
Sharon Jones.
She was amazing.
Yeah, she didn't get started till later.
Yeah, we had a moment of silence for her, my band, when we were playing over the weekend. Oh, she literally had passed Saturday, wasn't it? Friday.
Yeah, it was recent.
I think it was Friday.
2016 has just been the pettiest year with all these instances happening.
It's been some ups and downs, but no matter what, just stay positive, stay prayed up. And always look at it as your cup is half full.
I'm here for this episode that we did. We had some Iyanla Van Zandt. Then we had, discussion about the actual show. We encouraged people. This is what we're here to do. You know what I'm saying?
And this is what Martha and Snoop are in turn doing for us. Because these shows, they are cultures. They are different cultures being combined. Mm-hmm. And that's what we see with Martha and Stewart. That's what we see when every guest comes and they sit at that table and they do these icebreaker challenges, games, these conversations. It is a mashup of cultures, and that's what it's all about.
Why can't we apply this to what the country is actually going through right now? That's what we should do.
One person at a time.
We should all do what we can do right now.
We should all break bread together, because at the end of the day, we are all human beings.
And we all bleed red.
And we all bleed red. Mm-hmm. Okay. And, that is what it is.
So, wait, next week is a sleepover. It's the Pajama Jam sleepover. DJ Khaled, Kiki Palmer will be in the building.
Can we?
I'm like, should we dress in onesies?
I kind of want to. Can we please, guys?
Maybe we should.
Can we do a Christmas onesie? Is it too soon?
No, it's not. The only thing is, it gets really hot in the studio, so I'm going to need my sleeves cut.
Okay, you know what, guys? I'm coming in my Christmas onesie.
Okay.
Next week.
Okay.
And
we're going to have a drink. We're going to have a drink. So
I'm so excited.
Hope you guys tune in next week.
Sounds fun.
Definitely check us out on YouTube. Give us your ideas and comments, and we'll listen.
We'll read them.
No, we encourage you guys to tell us what's on your mind, and we
keep it positive.
Always, always positive. And make sure you check us out on iTunes. And it's been real. I am your host, Robin with the V. You can find me at B Stays Busy. B-I-Z-Z-Y.
That was like a whole little a little verse you dropped.
Tamara, let
them know. I'm Tamara Brown. You can find me on Instagram at Tamara_blue.
Ooh, I like that.
Ooh. And I'm Ava Hill, and you can find me on Instagram at The Ava Hill, or you can go to Facebook and find me at Ava Hill.
So make sure you come next week for the Pajama Jam Party.
Woo.
Until next time, see you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.